Have you ever met anybody famous?
I have. Captain Kangaroo was at the Capitol. I was working at KWOS, and he was in for some kind of education promotion event, and so I interviewed him for KWOS.
So for the people under 70, would you tell them who Captain Kangaroo is?
Captain Kangaroo is a guy who wore a polyester suit with large lapels and had a lot of pockets in them. That's why he was named Captain Kangaroo, and he had his own TV show with Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit.
Do you remember anything about that interview?
I remember that I was in awe of meeting Captain Kangaroo. He was one of the men who helped form my childhood, being on television every day.
Were you nervous?
I was very nervous.
Were you? Was this an exclusive? Were there other reporters there?
It was. There were other reporters. It was a press conference, but then I had a one-on-one. So I guess you could say it was somewhat exclusive.
Do you recall any of the questions you asked him?
No, it was general, generic news type questions that had something to do with the event, which I don't remember now, because I was so in awe of the fact that it was Captain Kangaroo.
Was he in costume?
No, he wasn't in costume.
So Captain Kangaroo is a real person who has a real name. Do you remember what it is?
His name is Bob Keeshan, yeah. But I knew that most people wouldn't know Bob Keeshan, so I thought I'd call him Captain Kangaroo.
Did you, after the interview or before, did you, play fan at all? Did you ask for an autograph or a picture or anything?
I didn't ask for an autograph. I did tell him that, I watched his show growing up and, I did suck up in that way. But it was after the interview, but no, I didn't get an autograph, unfortunately.
When people like me ask you if you ever met anybody famous, is he always the one you mention first?
Every single time that someone has interviewed me, asking me about whether I've met someone famous.
If you live your life out and die, and Captain Kangaroo is the only famous person you ever met, will you be okay with that?
I will, yes. By the way, politicians, I've met, governors and things like that in an informal way, in the same venue as a reporter.
Are you embarrassed to be reaching in that way now?
A little bit, yeah. It's a little, demeaning.
This begs a second question. If this is the most famous person you've ever met, who's the second most famous person you ever met?
When I was a kid, we went to California on vacation, and we were touring the Universal Studios lot, and you always hope to glimpse a star, and we were on our little tram driving through, and in the distance, in the far distance, very far, wearing a yellow jacket, was Ernest Borgnine. They were filming Skywolf, his TV show, and Ernest Borgnine, he waved at our tram. While I did not meet him personally, he did wave specifically at the tram I was on. So that was also another brush with near greatness.
Had you gone through the entire Universal tour and never even seen a star, would you have gotten your money back?
No, because I did get to see Leave It to Beaver's house and the Psycho house, so those were worth it. But still, it was good to have a star. It was good to have to say that you'd seen someone famous.